After begrudgingly letting go, I took the steps leading up to my brother's luxurious private jet. From the top of the stairs, I waved at them, and they waved back, with one arm wrapped around each other and the other waving at me. My dad was smiling and wearing his, "I'm tough, but damn it, I'm feeling emotional" face. My mom slipped on a pair of shades so I couldn't see if her eyes were still weepy or not. When the pilot closed the door, I settled in a seat near the plane wing so that I didn't feel as if there was nothing beneath me. A mindfuck, just so I can force myself to fly. The plane engines geared up, and I leaned back and closed my eyes for the flight, turning the ring on my left hand round and round. Heights and I? Let's just say we don't go well. My brother saved me from heights once, and he's the only one I feel safe with. I wouldn't be caught dead flying commercial. But this is his plane, and when I opened my eyes mid-flight, I saw a message on one of the seats that read, "Just hang in there, it'll be over in a second." I laughed, and now I'm seconds away from landing, listening to some music to distract myself, settling for the song "I Lived" on replay as the plane finally lands in Chicago. My home for the next 3 months, and the internship that will be the first step of many, many I need to take